Hello everyone, this is Day 9 here, presenting today a classic tale of bravery and determination. The story of the boy and his game. The story of Timmy. Once upon a time, there was a little boy by the name of Timmy. And though Timmy seemed like any other ordinary boy, Timmy was not, for Timmy had a passion for video games. Timmy, every day after school, would rush to his computer to click furiously. He would sprint to his consoles to press buttons madly. Timmy had found his home in front of the reassuring blue light of the video gaming experience. In fact, a casual gamer Timmy was not. Timmy was the most hardcore gamer the world had ever known. Timmy, is there even a PS3 game you haven't beat?
No, sir.
Timmy, have you really reached level 99 with all 25 characters on that random-ass JRPG?
Fucking core.
I know, Timmy. We all know, because little Timmy would share the stories of his successes with all who would give ear to his loud mouth. But what little Timmy didn't know was that his triumphs were trivial. What he had achieved could be done with the most lackadaisical of button pressing and the most uninteresting of thought patterns. The rewards that Timmy felt were not due to his own skill. Instead, the designers of the game created it that way, so that way people like Timmy would go buy sequels and earn them more money. But one day, Timmy's entire understanding of the world and himself was changed. For on that fateful day, Timmy purchased StarCraft II. Unlike all the other games that Timmy had purchased, he wasn't finished in 40, 50, or 60 hours. For many days he would play, for weeks, every day after school, every Friday night, through every weekend, Timmy would battle and duke it out on the internet. On an ordinary day, Timmy's mother would say, "Honey, are you ready for dinner?" To which Timmy would reply,
"Hold on, Mom, I gotta finish raping some noobs."
And shortly thereafter, Timmy would triumphantly proceed to the dinner table and explain to his mother,
"Okay, Mom, I mean, this is the way it is. When I sit down and I want to play some StarCraft 2, there's really nobody who can beat me because I'm always thinking. I'm always a few steps ahead. As long as my ally isn't a noob and my opponents don't do anything cheap, I really am the best player in the world. In fact, Mom, the World StarCraft II Championship is up next week, and I am gonna win it."
Even Timmy's mom knew Timmy was a scrub. Yet completely undeterred, Timmy went to bed that night dreaming of victory. And the next day he marched to school with his chest sticking out proudly between his suspenders, his 2-inch thick glasses perched above his freckles, his hair moosed and sheeting to the left, and 13 pencils equipped with lead to answer any questions he faced that day at school. Timmy was ready for another day of triumph. And of course, that day at school, all that Timmy could think about was his inevitable win at the StarCraft II World Championships. But Timmy's confidence would be put to the test, for around the corner came his one true love, the voluptuous vixen Chloe Perkins. Timmy's heart melted 1,000 times as Chloe walked down the hall. Her hair, jet black, seemed to defy gravity as it bounced gently as Chloe's hips swayed, and her eyes were deep, liquid, and luminous beyond comparison. Her thick, lush lips were of surpassingly beautiful curve. And as Timmy gazed adoringly at Chloe, he thought to himself,
"Oh man, if I posted a picture of her in a forum, everyone else would think I was pretty neat."
And as Timmy oogled and fantasized mindlessly, suddenly, Chloe Perkins turned in his direction and began to approach him, her eyes locked with his, and Timmy thought,
Oh my god, okay, be cool, oh my god, where's my inhaler?
Hey, Timmy, do you have a pencil I could borrow?
Oh, hi, Chloe, I have pencils, I actually have 13 pencils, all of them are yours, totally, you can just have all of them, I don't even need them.
Oh, that's really okay, I just need one, thanks.
Just one pencil. Oh, okay, well, here, take my best pencil. This one actually cost me $4, but it's really sturdy. I mean, you can even try to break in, it won't. It's just really tough.
Well, that's so sweet. All right, well, I'll bring it right back when I'm done. Thanks.
Timmy paused at that very moment because he knew what this meant. He would be seeing Chloe again.
Oh, baby, I guess I'm just good at the things that I do.
Never before was there a happier boy in all the lands. Little Timmy went home, and whenever he did not have a crappy ally, and whenever his opponents did nothing too cheap, Timmy truly was the best StarCraft II player in the world, and as he blissfully practiced for the qualifier to the World Championship, he thought to himself,
"And Chloe Perkins really digs my chili."
And several days later, Timmy sauntered into the qualifier of the StarCraft II World Championships with a visible bravado in his gait. Timmy saw his first round opponent and thought to himself,
"That guy even looks like a noob."
Unabashedly, Timmy approached this first round opponent, extended his hand, and said,
"Hey, what's going on there, buddy? It looks like you and me are duking it out first round. Pretty neat, huh?"
Without even giving his opponent a chance to respond, Timmy strolled over to his computer, set up his equipment, and after a few button presses, he was in the game. And then it began. Timmy was in his first ever StarCraft II World Championship qualifier match, and he knew he was the favorite to win.
"Just try to break this line of cannons, noob."
As if he heard via ESP, Timmy's opponent marched a paltry force directly into Timmy's cannon line. Everything fell within seconds and Timmy's cannon stood strong.
LOL.
Timmy took this opportunity to move his force into the center of the map. And as his money climbed, Timmy looked at his 4,000 minerals and his 2,000 gas while he was at 80 of 200 food. And Timmy knew,
"Now's a good time to talk some smack by writing words with pylons."
Timmy sent a probe to join with his forces in the middle of the map. He planted a large visible R. And then to the right of it, an O, and to the right of that, an F. And as Timmy was about to begin the final crushing L, he thought to himself,
"I'm even gonna take every expo on the map. That'll teach him to mess with the best."
With his right hand on his mouse and his left hand pompously planted on his left hip, Timmy sent three probes to each corner of the map to begin building as many Nexi as he could afford. And as Timmy was about to start the final L, he looked at the minimap where he had sent his three probes to the corners of the map. And what did he see?
"There's an expansion here. He's taking this expansion too. And oh my god, he even has the gold expos. Oh my god."
And at that very moment, a 200-200 army came to the center of the map and crushed everything Timmy had, every last bit of his forces, and the almost finished ROF in the center. Timmy had lost. The opponent approached Timmy, who had turned ghastly white and was frozen with disbelief that he had actually lost a game. The opponent said,
"Hey, good game, man. Is ROF like your clan or something?"
Humiliated, Timmy stormed off without saying a word. He was so mad he couldn't believe it. Rather than try to calm himself down, he simply found his second round opponent and immediately began his next game. However, Timmy was under more pressure than mere anger. Timmy knew that if he lost two more games, he was eliminated from the qualifier. As the second game loaded up, Timmy said,
"I'm gonna cheese this piece of shit."
The map was Steps of War. The matchup was Protoss vs. Protoss, and Timmy sent six probes to mine, but one of them he pulled off and sent to his opponent's base, planning on building gateways inside of his base. But was he going to be able to get up the ramp without being seen? Timmy had done it! He slipped up the ramp unseen, and a pylon began construction in the bottom right. Timmy was en route to cheesing his opponent. He was not going to be thwarted. He was going to win the next two games in advance in the qualifier. And at this point, the adrenaline filled Timmy's system as his two gateways were under construction. It was almost too much to bear, because all Timmy could do was wait and wait and wait. And then suddenly, Timmy smiled. His gateways were so close to completion. He felt the tension in his shoulders relax. He realized he was gonna win this game. There was nothing that could be done to stop him. His opponent hadn't even scouted anything yet. Nothing stood in his way. Timmy waited just two more seconds, and his first zealot popped out, and he sent it directly to his opponent's probe line. and he saw another zealot there waiting. Oh my god! His opponent had built two gateways early himself! Timmy tried to run his zealot around in circles, but could he do anything at this point?
No, it can't be!
And as Timmy desperately tried to micro, he did everything he could to pull ahead. One zealot marched directly into his main, his eight probes completely undefended. There was nothing that Timmy could do.
Good game, whatever.
Bitter, enraged, dejected, Timmy went into game three with his mouse and keyboard, but not his heart and not his mind. As the game began, Timmy selected all six probes and marched them directly to his opponent's main. His opponent easily defended this probe rush, and Timmy said,
"Enjoy the free win, whatever, this tournament's stupid."
And despite being up against the weakest of the three opponents that Timmy had played, Timmy lost round three in the shortest amount of time. For StarCraft was not a game where you could win with lackadaisical button pushing and the most uninteresting of thought patterns, no. StarCraft II was a game that demanded practice, focus, and discipline, none of which Timmy had. Desperate for some kind of victory, Timmy saw Chloe at school the next day. He ran up to her and said,
"Hey Chloe, it's Timmy here. It's just me, the guy who, gave you his favorite pencil when you asked us. I was thinking maybe sometime maybe we could get together and we could play some video games. I mean, I'm pretty good."
"Oh, that sounds fun, but I'm really busy lately, so I'll see you later."
"Oh, no, totally. Yeah, I totally understand. I'm busy too. I gotta go home. I gotta put down my cat. I'll just talk to you later."
Timmy wasn't busy, and Timmy didn't even own a cat. Timmy was just a newbie with three losses under his belt. He tried to play some of the old games, but they gave no satisfaction. For he knew these games required no skill, and he wanted to be the most skillful gamer in the world. He wanted to be the StarCraft II champion. But he had no skill, and he had no direction and no plan. He felt lost and hollow. For weeks, Timmy sat around feeling sorry for himself, sulking in dark closets and taking only the coldest of showers. But eventually, Timmy grew tired of feeling sorry for himself. So he woke up one day and thought,
"If I'm not the best, then I'm gonna go learn from who really is."
Timmy spent many weeks searching for a master, but to no avail. He just couldn't find someone who had the tips and tricks, the strategies and the tactics to teach Timmy to become the best. Instead, he met individuals who were masters at use map settings, turret defense, and countless many more who were talented at creating threads about imbalance. Until one day, Timmy learned the legend of a wise man with such knowledge that for any question of StarCraft, he always had an answer. A man of such mythic proportions, some questioned if he even existed. A being so powerful, he could will himself into victory, no matter what the odds. That day, Timmy learned about his new master. Timmy learned about Day 9. Look, I know what you're thinking, but this is my story, alright? I'm gonna tell it however the hell I want. Just back off. Anyways. And so Timmy began his quest to discover the secret location of Day 9's hidden lair. For hours each night, he would scour obscure tomes and mystic grimoires for any information he could. Any hints to Day 9's whereabouts. After a year of tireless study, Timmy had finally deciphered the runes on a cryptic map and began his journey. The journey to find his StarCraft II master. Timmy journeyed through the Whispering Forest and across the Swamp of Sorrows until he reached Meerkat's Alley. He approached the end and pushed the third brick from the left, which opened to a secret chamber where he saw the mile-long spiral staircase. For hours, Timmy descended the staircase, hearing only the crackling of his lantern and his footsteps echoing back like mechanical laughter. Timmy paid the toll to the undead ferrysmen who brought him across the Emerald Lake, to the plains inhabited by Beowulf himself. Timmy followed the stony path until he had finally reached the mouth of the cave of Day 9. And Timmy said to himself,
"God almighty, this guy is hard to get a hold of.
Though not knowing what perils lay inside or what trials awaited him, Timmy stepped into the lair of Day 9, for Timmy was determined to be the best StarCraft II player in the world.
Hello, is anyone here?
Who goes there?
This is Timmy. Who are you?
I am one of the many servants of His Holiness the Thought Hammer.
The Thought Hammer? Is that one of those stupid nicknames that Day 9 gave himself?
Indeed.
Well, I'm here to see Day 9 because I want him to help me become the best StarCraft II player in the world. And honestly, I just don't want to be a newbie anymore.
Then you may enter, and the Thought Hammer will decide if you are worthy.
And so Timmy followed the servant deep into the caverns of Day 9, to places where sunlight had never touched. The deeper they plunged, the more the air became moist and the walls damp, and the smells became increasingly unidentifiable and weird. And after a seeming eternity of traveling through what looked like an endless labyrinth, they reached the throne room. Timmy stepped in, and before him he saw Day 9 himself, adorned in gold and diamond, and sitting upon a throne of the skulls of crushed scrubs. With the thousands of eyes of Day 9's minions looking upon him, Timmy stuck his chest out and said,
Excuse me, are you Day 9?
Oh yeah, what's up?
The Thought Hammer has spoken.
The Thought Hammer speaks.
His words are upon us.
And the chamber filled with the disbelief of Day 9's minions. But Timmy stood strong and said,
So, Mr. 9, I was wondering if you could maybe give me some tips on, like, how to be better and stuff, if you knew some tricks to help me improve, because I really want to be the best player in the world.
Day 9 furrowed his brow, stroked his chin, and replied,
Well, Timmy, there are three things you must know. First, you have never won a game until your opponent has left.
His knowledge is eternal.
He only speaks brilliance.
The Thought Hammer is wisdom incarnate.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the second one?
Second, you must always trust what you have practiced.
The Thought Hammer gives knowledge.
Grace us, O Holy Thought Hammer.
His blessings are upon us.
And, Mr. Thought Hammer, what's the last one?
And third, and most important of all, do not get pissed off and do something stupid.
I genuinely didn't know that.
I'd assume that no one's ever considered that.
Not something I would have come up with on my own.
Timmy stood before Day 9, pensive. For a brief few moments of silence, the minions held their breath with anticipation. And Timmy said,
Well, I mean, I guess those three things are pretty obvious. Do you maybe have something else you could tell me?
I mean, other than watching my show, 7 p.m. Pacific, Sunday through Thursday, www.day9.tv, no, I have told you all that you need know.
I never miss an episode.
And he archives everything!
And you should also follow him on Twitter.
Feeling puzzled and genuinely a little bit uncomfortable, Timmy began the long journey back to daylight and to his home and to his computer, and he had all the time in the world to think about the words that Day 9 had bestowed upon him.
Well, that was stupid. Can't believe I wandered through a cave just to hear that. It's not like I do any of that stuff he was talking about anyways.
And in his frustration, Timmy spent time reflecting on his previous games, and then he remembered the StarCraft II World Championship qualifier. And Timmy realized,
In game one? Oh my god! I tried to write Ruffle with pylons and the game wasn't even over yet. I let my ego convince me that I'd already won. And in game two, I cheesed him. When I just should have done my normal strategy, I was just worried because I'd already lost a game and I didn't want to be eliminated. And in game three,
Timmy coughed a little bit because for the voice actor, doing Timmy's voice is hard after so many hours.
And in game three, I was so mad at myself, I gave up. I could have won that game and stayed in the qualifier. I just needed to not give in to my anger.
Overwhelmed by his epiphany, Timmy felt a surge of motivation, and he said to himself,
It's time to practice.
Timmy burst from Day Nine's cave, past the House of Beowulf, across the Emerald Lake with the ferryman, and sprinted up the spiral staircase and back across the Swamp of Sorrows and through the Whispering Forest to get back to his computer, where StarCraft II awaited him. The next StarCraft II World Championship qualifying match was only 1 month away, but Timmy was determined to win it. But this time, he was using practice, focus, and discipline. Every time he lost, he only faulted himself and continued to train. He never called his opponents cheap. He never called his ally a newbie. Even when Timmy would lose to mass carriers, he would think to himself,
I mean, no big deal. Building carriers really is a useful skill toy have.
And on some nights, Timmy would go on losing streaks of 15 to 30 games in a row, but Timmy would proudly proclaim,
never give up, never surrender.
And clicking away, he continued. And finally, that day rolled along when it was time for Timmy to attend the World Championship. And though Timmy had practiced to the point where he was the strongest he had ever been, everyone knows that a tournament is much different than a practice game. In practice, your opponent is just an ID, a person who will disappear the instant the game is over. But at a tournament, you're playing against real people, and sometimes real egos. And today, that ego was last year's world champion. A man so cruel, so skillful, and so arrogant, he induced nerd rage in everyone who opposed him. As Timmy entered the auditorium, that very man, the champion from last year, approached Timmy and said,
Oh yeah, hi, my name is Tar Arnie Toadhole, but you can simply call me Toadhole. You might shrink, you're pretty good, but I saw you last year and you're pretty bad. You might try your best, but you will always lose to the poundage of the Toadhole.
To which Timmy replied,
That accent makes absolutely no sense. But best of luck anyways, Toadhole. I'll see you in the finals.
Timmy walked to his computer, set up his equipment, and began game one. Timmy began with a calm strategy, taking an expansion and set up what seemed to be the thinnest of defense. But Timmy had practiced day in and day out and knew that he could barely defend any attack that was thrown at him. And attack his opponent did. His opponent rushed in with a seemingly unstoppable force that Timmy barely held against all odds. And Timmy thought to himself,
LOL. No. Focus, Timmy. Game's not over yet.
And indeed, Timmy scouted every expansion on the map and continued calmly and cool-headedly. And by the end, he had such an overwhelming force that there was nothing his opponent could do. And Timmy's opponent typed out, 1-0 Timmy.
Hold in there, Timmy. Hang in there.
Game 2, Protoss vs. Protoss, Steps of War. Timmy sent all 6 workers to mine, but panicked because he had lost to this opponent last year. And he began sending one probe cross map, and Timmy thought to himself,
No, Timmy, no. I'm not gonna cheese. I'm gonna build these gateways in my base and stick to what I've practiced.
And as Timmy calmly returned to his base, it turned out his opponent was the one cheesing today. But Timmy saw the gateways being built in his base, defended easily, and soon enough, Timmy was 2-0.
Come on, Timmy, believe in yourself!
And believe in himself, Timmy did. Timmy defeated his next round opponent to reach the quarterfinals, and defeated his quarterfinals opponent to reach the semifinals. And after he defeated his opponent in the semifinals, Timmy was up against the world champion from last year. Timmy was in the finals against Tar Arnie Toadhole.
Yeah, Timmy, you must think you're pretty cool getting here to the finals, but everyone loses to the poundage of the Toadhole. Oh yeah, and by the way, you kind of smell funny.
In the face of such biting trash talk, Timmy stood firm. He would not be swayed into nerd rage by Tar Arnie.
Well, good luck and have fun, Toadhole.
And as Timmy set up on the final stage, he entered his booth, the door was shut, and he could only hear himself despite the crowd of tens of millions in attendance at the StarCraft II World Finals. Timmy was alone in that booth, and only he would be able to help himself win. The countdown started, and Timmy was filled with more adrenaline than he had ever experienced in his entire life, and game one began. Timmy faintly heard the sound effects of the game, but what kept tapping into his head was the loud clicking of his mouse and keyboard. He needed to remain calm over the force of the adrenaline in his body. Timmy tried to focus, but his first attack failed. Could he make a comeback? No, Timmy lost game one. He almost abandoned all hope going into the second game, but then Timmy remembered.
I'm not gonna get angry and do something stupid. It's still a best of three. I'm still in it.
As game two began, Timmy could see the roar of the crowd outside, but again, he heard nothing. Only his mechanical clicking as he focused as best he could. Tar-Arni threw an aggressive rush strategy, clearly intended to throw Timmy off kilter. But could Timmy stay calm? Could Timmy focus? Timmy did it. He had tied the series 1-1, and everything came to the deciding final match. Game 3 began. And Timmy was so focused, the reality melted around him, and all he was aware of was the game and his own heartbeat. And Timmy won game three.
Holy fucking shit.
Timmy had done it. Using the words of day nine, Timmy had used practice, focus, and discipline to become the absolute best there was. Timmy's triumphs were non-trivial, and Timmy's triumph was purely his own. No one else was to blame for Timmy's victory but himself. As Timmy accepted his first place trophy, he overheard his opponent say,
"Wow, yeah, I feel like he punched me right in the toad hole."
Timmy nodded and thought,
"That guy makes absolutely no sense, and Day 9 lives in a cave. This is definitely the StarCraft community I know and love."
And when Timmy went home that night to sleep, he truly was the happiest boy around. He truly was a champion among nerds. And when Timmy went to school the next day, he couldn't stop beaming because he was satisfied and he was proud. And suddenly, as if by magic or by some stroke of seemingly impossible luck, around the corner came Chloe Perkins. She swayed her hips as she approached Timmy and then seductively stated,
"Hey, Timmy, I've got a pencil for you."
"Well, if it isn't the lovely Miss Chloe Perkins. And how are you today?"
"Why, Timmy, you're looking mighty confident."
"Well, Chloe, to be entirely honest, I used to be a noob. I thought that I was the best in the world, but all my triumphs were trivial, and I had the most uninteresting of thought patterns. But I trained, and I practiced, and I had discipline, and now I am a StarCraft II world champion, and no one will ever take that away from me."
And Chloe raised her eyebrow, her lips parted, and she said,
"Ooh. What's StarCraft?"
The end.